This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Here's the windup and the pitch to Harper. And he swings and drives one deep center field. Back is Doyle. He's out of room. It's gone. Back to back for Turner and Harper here in the third. It's Harper's eighth of the year, an absolute rocket to dead center field. It's 4-2 Phillies.
Well, big time game by a lot of Phils last night. Bryce obviously being one of them. He is really scorching hot right now.
Since he shaved his head, he's white hot.
I mean, he's taking,
and Nick Sirianni.
He took that batting average from about 220 to about 280.
And that was a laser last night. Like, that ball got out in a hurry.
Great. So they're rocking and rolling, man. Six
My
in a row.
My question is, why do we always wonder and worry when he's not here?
We did a poll about a week or two ago. Are you concerned about Bryce Harper, short term or long term? And my recollection is about one third of people said yes.
Oh, so I was out that day. Oh, yeah. I didn't see that. So I didn't feel the concern about Harper at all. Like, look, I do think it is. Look, he's going to be 33 in October. At some point, things will change. So I think that that's probably any time he's going to go.
He may not be in his prime anymore.
Of course not.
Well,
he
may be, but he may not.
No, I'm saying of course he might not be. Like, it's certainly possible he might. And just at some point. Like, that struggle will turn into being old.
Right.
But I wasn't worried this
time.
There
was genuine concern because it wasn't just that the power wasn't there. It was his demeanor. We hadn't seen that before.
He seemed...
glum.
He did seem glum.
To use a Juan Soto word.
That's a funny word. Yeah, glum. Rhea, you're going to be in the octagon against Elliot today in a debate.
Very excited.
And you so
have...
It
was the first thing Rhea mentioned to me when I came in this morning. Was her prep.
And Rhea, you so have... truth on your side.
It's like taking candy from a baby.
So for those that don't know what the debate today will be, and we'll do it in the 9 o'clock hour, will be Rhea against Elliot on is Josh Harris a good owner?
See, Elliot should realize at this point,
what is this nonsense?
I've won every debate with him about the Sixers over the years. He finally had to acknowledge me. I was right on Embiid. I mean, you know, so I've, you know, personally and privately, I've won all those debates. I completely expect that it will be a landslide.
He's going to, I mean... To win this in the moment today, he is going to have to climb out of a hole because he starts the debate in a hole.
Josh Harris, a good owner. I can't believe this is a debate that's happening.
Let me tell you something. If I was here Monday, I don't because some of this stuff
you
got
shut
the
this
guy
down.
Who
took
some of this got emotional while I was out
to a Commies game.
I would not have permitted this.
Yeah, is he a good owner?
I told Elliot last night he has to win the debate by so much to actually just win the debate.
You know what his wife said yesterday publicly?
Wait, no, Elliot's wife?
No. Josh Harris's wife.
Oh, no. I thought you meant Elliot's wife. I was like, what did Kristen say? No, I didn't know about it.
Did you hear what Josh Harris's wife said yesterday publicly? That the Washington Commanders are America's team.
Oh, my God.
Seriously? Do I even have to do this debate?
Can you believe that?
I mean,
no.
Can you,
and I'm not making this up.
Wow.
Let's go to the phones, too. But by the way, back to the Phils real quick, because certainly we want to encourage you to call on the Phils as well. They're just... rocking and rolling, man. I mean, you know,
It helps the Colorado.
It does.
It's hard to watch.
But I want the worst team we've ever seen right now.
They're really bad. But I want
it's almost unrecognizable.
Yeah, but I want to go to something. Baseball. I want to go to something yesterday that was a big part of helping the Phillies win the game. And more talent than the other team was the main thing. But it was the double steal in the first inning. So I want to just give Rob Thompson some kudos for a second. Phillies get two guys on early. And what does he do? He says, let's do this double steal thing. And, John, we've talked about this in the first 2 months. They weren't doing this much last year. I don't know the number. I feel like we're up to like 8 to 10 at this point. And what was the impact of last night's double steal? Now, if you missed it, think about this for a second. You got first and second. You have a double steal. The catcher throws to third, but overthrows the third baseman, so Trey comes right on in and scores. So that's one run. Then the next batter...
Why did he make that throw?
Right. And he's
there
going
was no reason to throw it. It was dumb.
Okay, so third shorter, but Trey's faster, that whole thing. But then consider this. The at-bat ends with a sack fly to left.
Yeah, Casty.
That scores Harper from third. Neither run would have scored. Like the inning, if you play, you never quite know how the sequence could have gone
differently and whatnot.
But the sequence essentially led to two runs when, in most likelihood, it would have been zero runs.
Right.
That's a credit to Rob Thompson. And there were people, like 100% of people, millions of us, in the offseason calling for more small ball. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an example of small ball. A manager authorizes a double steal, two guys do their job. You get two runs. Really, three guys do their job because of the Castellanos sack fly. So I applaud that. I just want people to recognize stuff like that's in motion that wasn't last year. I would love for someone to look up how many times last year did they double steal, how many times this year. They may have done it more this year already in 2 months than last year in 6 months. I mean that.
Yeah, no, it's possible. I love the activity. I also wanted to recognize something else. I saw I saw Jack Fritz last night.
Yes. Boban.
You were Boban.
The oaf himself.
You decided to call him yesterday.
It is what it is, man. I mean.
Wow.
I saw the life-size cutouts of the two of you that we were featuring last night.
That was great.
man. Jack, I just wanted to bring to your attention... Because I don't think, I think you kind of feel like you've got everything like handled. You've got everything in the bag here. You feel like you've got, I don't know, like a special advantage. You feel like you're taking advantage of the situation, getting in shape.
Well, I just think I'm naturally a better athlete, and I think getting in shape
will realize help me. That Jack is also getting in shape.
He's been in that for like a year or more.
But the longer you delay, he continues to get in better shape.
That's true.
Like, I see him, and he looks different.
Yeah, but he does look different, but I'm coming from nothing, so I need it. I'm in Elliot territory.
Do you understand what you're saying? You're saying you're coming at such a disadvantage that you need to work out.
From an in-shape standpoint, but I mean more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
We're naturally better athlete. I just am. It's like Roy Hobbs when he got out of the hospital. It took 17 years.
Why do you say that?
Yes, I'm certain of it.
If you were you're certain of it, yes. Then why would you have not done athletic?
I stopped playing baseball in sixth grade. I said
this guy played in college. Why do you think you're better?
If you are naturally a better athlete than Jack, who went on to play college
sports. I was more interested in watching Juan Samuel play. I was like, I don't need to play. I'll watch Sammy.
I'm saying if you're naturally really good at something,
right?
You tend to want to do that.
You do.
And you do so much more of it that it makes you get better. And then you just quit.
Encourages you even more. You're forgetting the toughness and grit that comes with winning at sports. At battling through pain. I'm tired, but you know what? I'm going to keep pushing. Like, you have never shown that before.
Look, I'll be ready. I mean, I know no one believes in me, but I do. I believe in me. All right, let's get to the Twitter poll questions of the day. They are both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be Pennsylvania's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question, do you consider the tush-push vote and victory yesterday by the Eagles a major or minor offseason win for the Eagles? Look, you can make the case either way because, you know, the reality is if they had lost the vote, you know, they probably would have successfully quarterback sneaked quite a bit. I think it's a major win because it gives them the liberty to go for the 4th-and-1 on their own 35. Whereas I just don't think they would be inclined to do that if it was a traditional Jalen quarterback sneak. So I think it's a major win. But we'll see. I know some people are going to say they think it's a minor win. You can make that choice.
Oh, my gosh. It's not minor.
Yeah, I don't think
so
either.
Every down of play calling.
And second poll question, would you refer to yourself more as surprised or shocked that the tush-push stays? A, surprise, B, shock. Get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter and certainly weigh in on the phone lines. By the way,
those who thought that it would be hard for them to get the votes yesterday. I mean, it's not a complete shock.
I'm not shocked. I'm surprised. I'm not shocked. Something Ray Dittinger said about Jahad Campbell. We'll get to that shortly. Jahad Campbell joins us in a half hour. And some of what Ray has said since he's been drafted, we'll get to that in the meantime. Let's go to the phones. Jeff in Phoenixville right now. What's going on, Jeff?
Good morning, everybody. This is a wonderful, beautiful tush-push-a-save day. And sorry you were wrong about that, Joe. But real quick, before I get into the tush-push, two quick things. Number one, if Tyrese Halliburton wins the MVP and the NBA Finals and the Pacers go, Daryl Morey needs to be fired yesterday.
Because if that deal was on the table, yep.
I believe it was. We could have sent Ben Simmons for him. I honestly believe that. And number two, if you haven't watched the Brett Favre documentary, all I can say is massive scumbag.
Wow.
I can't wait to see it. It looks amazing.
Rhea, I felt so bad for Jen because she's interviewed, and it's awful. I mean, it's
what he did to her was disgraceful.
Jeff, am I a bad guy to say I think I'm still going to be a Favre fan?
Yes. I honestly think yes, dude. Yeah. I think Brett Favre.
Because I like Favre.
You shouldn't anymore. He's a bad guy.
I'll check it out.
Check it out. He's not a good guy.
Let me tell you something. Honestly, the Jets gave him her number. That's an HR violation. How she didn't sue and make gazillions of dollars is beyond me. But, yeah, watch it and then come back and tell us how much you hate the guy.
Yep.
But, yeah, I hope that the Eagles don't need the tush-push against the Packers. I hope they kick their ass so bad that it's not even necessary. You know, and for them to be, like, the scapegoat on it, it's ridiculous. They should have done it some other way. You know,
Elliot and I were saying the funniest thing the Eagles could do is just not run the tush push this year. AJ Dillon and run Saquon.
Jeff, I will say this. At least when it was finally proposed the last time, meaning the one that was voted on yesterday, at least it was finally proposed in a way that was the right write-up. Like, it wasn't the stuff about injuries. It wasn't the stuff about, pace of play. Because that stuff was nonsense. At least they got to the heart of the matter, whether you like it or not, which essentially was, should an offensive player be allowed to push another offensive player?
And Rhea, you nailed it on the head with Troy Vincent. He needs to grow up. I'm honestly glad that Jeffrey Lurie said what he said and, you know, upset Troy Vincent.
I disagree with you on that. I think Vincent has a right and an obligation as a league exec to say, listen, if there's women in that room, in that moment, we're just talking about HR, it's a little pushing.
I'm with you, Joe. I'm actually with you. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know, I mean,
I think as many women laughed at
is probably
it
a word.
It's inappropriate. As men.
It's inappropriate. I don't think it's a men-women thing. I think it's just a room of 32 owners of NFL teams. There's a certain level of decorum in that room.
But the fact that some women are there, it does heighten the situation.
But if he had just chastised, but to say there's, I mean, you know.
Look, we don't know the extent of what he said and how he said it.
I will say this, it was a weird analogy.
It is a weird analogy. And I'll tell you what's also weird. It's probably the first time in the history of Philly sports that a former star player chastised in an owner's meeting an owner that he used to play for. I mean, what are the chances that ever happened? I mean, he was John's teammate. He was John's teammate on the Eagles. Anyway, Jeff, I need an answer from you, my man.
An upstanding teammate, though.
Oh, man. He was a great player, man.
And he's an upstanding guy.
Great player. Yeah. Give me a big-time plot twist, Jeff.
Sixth Sense.
That's a big one.
Big.
We're going to get biggies, and that's a big one right out of the gate. All right, so one plot twist about a month ago was the Eagles getting Jahad Campbell. Unexpected. Obviously, you know, with the injury situation, that's part of what, you know, it's a large part of what helped him drop to the Eagles. Let's listen to the ditty, because Jahad Campbell is going to be with us at 7:25 today. And Ray commented recently on Seth Joyner's podcast after Jahad Campbell had been drafted. Ray commented on the Eagles getting Jahad Campbell.
Everything about him was positive. The only thing that I think was a concern was the injury, was the torn labrum. And the fact that he had surgery in March. I think that some teams might have been scared off about that. Not that you can't recover from that injury, but, you know, it's a late surgery. When's he going to be ready to work? When's he going to be ready to play? When can we get him on the field? I think some teams sort of backed away for that reason. Now, certainly the Eagles did their homework. And at the combine, you know, their medicals went over him. When they talked to him later, I'm sure they tested him again and they felt comfortable with it. And I think it was a great pick. You know, when it came up and I saw the Eagles make the move to trade with the Chiefs to jump up one spot, I began to think it's probably for him.
You know, looking forward to talking to him. I mean, more than anything, his personality and his sense of the first month in Philly and how it's going. But obviously one of the main things is, hey man, how do you feel? And when do you think you'll be ready for a full go? You know, I mean, as we sit here now, maybe we'll get an answer in 30 minutes that tells us he'll be a full go well before the start of the season. But as we sit here right now, I mean, I don't know if he'll be ready for the start of the season. So I would think he probably will be, but we don't know. There's a reason the guy dropped about 15 picks. So we'll see. We'll see what he says, and we look forward to talking to Jahad Campbell. And obviously the interviews he was doing, you know, right after being drafted in those, you know, in the press conference, seems like a really affable, outgoing guy. So it should be quite interesting to talk to him coming up in about a half hour. Let's get to Justin right now. Justin, good morning.
Good morning. How we doing, guys?
Doing great, Justin.
I got a plot twist for you.
Oh, a plot twist in a movie or a show. What do you got?
In a movie. I'm going with Fight Club.
Oh, yeah. That's
great.
Absolutely.
Answer.
You got it, pal. Justin, I like how people are just naming.
It's good, though.
This is the one time.
Honestly, I think it's really good.
We don't need you to say every nth degree.
I wasn't sure how we were going to do it. I'm like, that's why I picked such an older movie. Yeah. I thought somebody had to have seen it by now.
I think this is the right way to present it. There are always some people that haven't seen things. All right, 215-592-9494. By the way, one correction from something I said about a half hour ago. The Dan Campbell audio we played earlier was not from yesterday after the vote. It was from earlier in the offseason when he was projecting forward to a vote of whether the tush push should stay or go. So that was earlier in the offseason. But admirable for Dan Campbell to think, you know, and publicly state and his team to vote for, hey, let's just stop him. But again, I'll take your reaction on this. I'll say what I said earlier. I really think moving forward, it's going to be less about other teams trying to stop the Eagles because they don't think they will. It's going to be about other teams trying to do what the Eagles do on offense because I think they will try. And I think some will succeed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.